And welcome to Nerdstalker. I am Adolfo Ferranda at Nerdstalker on Twitter with a very special guest today, Luke Brown. Welcome to the show, Luke.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. So Luke is the founder of Fitness Hardware and inventor of the multi-directional fitness platform Able, with a planned April 18th launch date on a Kickstarter. Luke has launched several successful brands in real estate, media, and consumer goods with one profitable exit of his own. And he has over 18 years of experience in business strategy and bootstrapping product launches and startups. So that is quite an intro there, Luke.
I have a little bit of a strange and diverse background as you may have noted.
No, I was gonna tell us more about us. Tell us about you, you know, where you're from, how'd you get your start, and why are you an entrepreneur?
Sure, yeah. All those things. I'll cover all that.
Yeah.
So in college, I've always been entrepreneurial. Even as a little kid, I was a kid walking around the neighborhood, trying to get odd jobs and sell people candy bars. And I was an athlete in college. I played 1 year of football and then ran track and field at Washington State University. And in college, I also fly fished and had a passion for the outdoors. And I started a consumer brand in college by making some gifts and home decor and selling them to some of the tourism locations in around the Northwest, the student bookstore and some other shops. And by the time I was done with school, I had turned that into a nice little business and ultimately ended up rolling straight into that out of college, building it up for about 7 years, hired. I think I only had about 4 employees at one point, but successfully operated that business for about 7 years and then ended up selling it and walking away to pursue some other interests that I had.
Wow. So now you're in fitness hardware. Tell us, what is fitness hardware?
Sure. So Fitness Hardware is a startup that I'm launching. Our first product, Able, is a multi-directional fitness platform that I designed and invented. I'm a fitness guy. Like I said, I was a college athlete and have been sort of through every phase that came down the pipeline with fitness, from powerlifting and an attempt at bodybuilding, I guess you would say, when mm-hmm. that was popular. To CrossFit, got into mixed martial arts and doing Muay Thai kickboxing at one time.
Nice.
I was way too old to take it seriously, so I never got into the ring or anything silly like that. But my passion for fitness, with my experience in product development, led me to start this brand. So very exciting.
Very nice. So I'm sharing some of the video footage. Hopefully you can see it there. Of what the Able sort of is, and can you tell us what is Able?
Sure. So what I did here is I took a very simple concept, which is a push-up platform, and I added multi-directional roller balls onto the bottom, and it allows you to do traditional moves, but the units move in any direction. So instead of just doing stationary or rotating push-ups, mm-hmm. you can actually spread your hands and work your chest from a variety of different angles, as well as which we call our toe lock design, and do compound moves, ab and core moves, and leg moves all with one device. So you're engaging your body weight, all your stabilizers. You're essentially doing multi-directional moves for almost any muscle group in your body from a plank position. So challenging, difficult, extra calories burned, all that good stuff. Pretty unique in the industry. Hasn't really been anything like this.
I was going to ask you, because I have seen the single roller, you know, a lot of, as you were, we were talking about, MMA athletes that I know around here too in the Bay Area have used those extensively. And then when I saw what you had, I'm like, wow, why hasn't anyone thought of this? This is a great idea. You know, you mentioned push-ups and I didn't even think of that. I was thinking of just single roller. And then when I saw what you could do with this thing and from just stationary and all the other movements, it just opens up an array of different exercises.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And luckily, In my market research, I learned that body weight leverage equipment is one of the leading categories in fitness and home fitness. Suspension straps and trainers.
I love my Wasp and TRX stuff, you know?
TRX is they're doing fantastic things. And this is sort of a, it approaches the functionality of TRX, but it's so simple that you can put it in your bag, take it to the gym, use it in supersets. You don't have to set anything up or modify anything. Pull it out and use it.
That's what was really attractive to me about this thing. And for our listeners out there, and we did show some video. I advise you to go check it out. We'll mention all that stuff later, where to go to see it. But as you mentioned, it's totally portable. So I'm thinking traveling with these suspension things, you got to, you know, attach it to a door, et cetera, in your hotel room or whatever. With this, you don't need anything. And that's what's great. Not only that, for you people out there with your little garages or in city apartments or something that are doing the suspension stuff, this is complementary to your suspension systems, it seems like. I mean, you could get this in addition to and have a hell of a workout.
Yeah, absolutely. The suspension stuff is great. And I actually went through a phase where I used that a lot. But what my challenge was with suspension trainers was they went a little bit too far for me in instability, and I didn't feel like I could really load my muscles. And that's the interesting thing about Able and this platform is that with your contact being in four locations on two units on the floor, there's a significant amount of friction. So you can really load your muscles and develop strength and mass and all that stuff in a way that you just can't with anything else.
Wow. So how did you get the idea for this? And can you tell us about your process of putting together, because a hardware product is quite something else and a fitness product in itself is, tell us about the challenges and your experience of getting from, you know, prototyping or idea to what you have, the reality of this really cool device.
Yeah, that is, I love talking about that because my experience I think was similar to a lot of entrepreneurs who are in a position where they don't have a ton of disposable income, and they may not have landed some early round investors. And that was the case for me. I attempted to land investors at one point, and I spent about 3 months, and at the end of the 3 months, I didn't feel like I had any great conversations or got anywhere. I felt like it took the focus off of my product design and development process. So I scrapped that and just said, I'm just going to focus on my product. I'm going to get it to where everybody just automatically gets it, and I can launch it that way. it's much harder to do that because not being super well funded, I had to be cautious with my funds. $500 here, $1,500 there. But I basically came up with the concept, recruited a friend of mine who is an engineer, who has a wonderful workshop, and he and I over a weekend built our first prototypes. We made them out of wood, with some massage roller balls that we then transitioned into some lacrosse balls. And we proved the concept and we were both excited about it. And I started using them at the gym and people started asking me about them. And, so I got a little bit more serious about it. Started reaching out to some industrial designers that would take on side projects. And I was lucky enough to, I went through two or three, contracts with folks that I've met and didn't really click with them. But the third one that I was introduced to, we clicked very well and loved working together. And I actually offered him, to come onto the team as a partner, and he accepted. And that's when we really started to take off. He put some beautiful style to the function that I'd created, and we started working in SolidWorks together, and using 3D printers to print the main bodies and figure out how our bearing system and the rollerball were gonna work, and through that process, which took dozens and dozens of iterations, we eventually landed on a second prototype, and then finally a third, and we're pretty happy with the result now, and think that we're at a place where the market's ready for it.
A lot to touch on there, because this, what you're saying sort of illustrates your experience as an entrepreneur and going through various, you know, whatever learning processes, right? So one of which is, you know, raising funds, for instance. It's not the best time in the world right now, obviously, for entrepreneurs to be raising funds, nor has it been for a while, especially with hardware, you know. And another thing would be, you mentioned going through three people until you got a good feeling, whereas oftentimes we see entrepreneurs just sort of jumping on the first availability or opportunity, right, to build something out. And you actually waited it out until you found someone that clicked. Can you touch on that? Did you, and also the design of it, having the sense of it to look as cool as it does, besides just a functioning, you know, a really cool functioning piece of hardware. Not only that, it actually looks good.
Well, that's great to hear. Yeah, I wish I could take 100% credit for that, but a lot of that was just the collaboration between my designer and I. Right. He just has a great he has experience. His name's Derek. He has experience in automotive design and kitchen design. So pretty fairly different industries. Right. But I guess I think from the automotive perspective, you can definitely see some of that influence in the product. And from the perspective of a partnership, I've always, you know, like I said, I was an entrepreneur at an early age, and I got lucky enough to have a successful brand that I could that I could run for a few years and really learn a lot from a lot of different facets of the business. And one of the things that excited me the most was the marketing angle. But I worked with enough people to know to take my time on partnerships. And I also knew that this brand has a lot more potential than anything that I launched previously or was a part of previously. So I wanted to build a really strong team. And I sort of wanted to jump at the opportunity to partner with the first people that came along. But I'm so glad I didn't, because some of those folks sort of got their check and washed their hands and said, "Hey, I'm off to something else." And I just really, I could see that this design process was much more complex and it was going to take a lot longer than I initially had planned. So adding a partner that I didn't have to pay an hourly rate to, who would help in the actual CAD and SolidWorks and 3D printing process, which is incredibly expensive, really helped me at the beginning.
Wow, that's interesting to know about that. So, what kind of books do you read? You know, or what advice would you give? You know, were there any books that you read that sort of that you learned all this stuff with? You said your strength is, well, I'm sort of drawing here, it feels like your strength is in more of a marketing thing. How did you restrain yourself from not sort of taking over everything? Are you involved in completely everything? Are you one of those types? I don't know.
You know, I am involved in everything, but I really at this stage, because we're not launched yet, I sort of have to be. But even in previous positions where you know, I can think back to my position, I was the director of our market here in Seattle for a media firm. After I sold my company out of college, I was recruited by a firm that was based in Portland and they wanted to launch Seattle operations. And I was the first hire there and built a team. And even in that experience, I was really good at delegating and not having to have my hands in absolutely everything. And because we're not off the ground yet, I sort of need to be involved in every decision and be really active in testing it, because I have the most stake in the business and the most to lose. But I cannot wait to hopefully get it off the ground, become revenue positive, and be able to start handing some of that responsibility off.
So can you lift up, for those watching, can you lift up and show the Able to us here?
Oh, absolutely. It just so happens that I have them handy.
Hey, that's wonderful.
So these are the platforms. This is the Able platform.
Can you describe it for the people that are actually listening instead of watching?
Yeah, definitely. So the product is designed to not have to exchange or interchange anything. Basically, it's got rotating handle grips. I wanted to make these out of metal so that they feel like a dumbbell in your hand. They feel really solid. So rotating metal grip for when you're doing rollout extensions or any kind of upper body move. And then we designed this space actually to, what's toe lock basically, technology is what we call it. Your toe fits in here perfectly and allows your foot to hinge. And you can do a variety of lower body movements right without changing anything. And for other moves like close grip, tricep focus push-ups, you can use one unit. Obviously, we're going to sell them as a pair. Ab rollouts, you would use one unit. There's a bunch of twisting type ab and core movements that you would use one unit. So that's the fun and challenging nature of this product is the ability to use one of them, to use two of them, to go laterally, to go straight out, to you can do a variety of moves. I mean, it's almost hard to describe how many you can do. Swim training, if you can imagine breaststroke and things like that. They just it gives you a lot of functionality.
So what kind of, have you seen a lot of interest? What kind of people or athletes, regular people? Who's shown interest in this?
Yeah, lot.
Who would benefit
the
most?
You know, the initial impression when I launched my website and started to build a social media campaign, the demographic was really interesting. It was a lot of, you know, what you would expect, men 18 to 35 who are really fit. You know, these guys are into body weights. They're taking pictures of themselves in the parks, kind of doing the monkey bar pull-ups and all kind of, the stuff with body weight
and everything.
And what was exciting to me about that is I was looking through, you know, I think I have somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 fans on my Facebook, and and these guys, you can just see their pictures of them, and they're like really into fitness and they're really into working out. And that has been actually one of the challenges, to make sure people don't think it's so hardcore that the novice crowd actually passes it over because they think it might be too hard for them. But we have a solution for that. And what I've done, and I think it's actually fairly unique to the industry as well, is, and this is already live on our website at Fitness Hardware, we created a workout move library where, and it has a really cool filter function. So you can go on, it's live right now, you can go to fitnesshardware.com and you can punch in and filter moves by your muscle group focus. So you can put in, I want to work my abs and core, and it will filter and give you actual videos of
very cool,
a number of different, I think we started with a couple dozen. We're going to grow that to hundreds once the hardware is available. But then you can also, instead of muscle group focus, that's one filter function. The other is by skill level. So beginners can filter by beginner skill level and get a whole slug of workout moves that apply to them. And then there's also intermediate and advanced. And that's all loaded up already, ready to go.
Oh, that's awesome. That way they can work their way up with the hardware as well, right? So they can grow into it, so to speak.
Exactly. And these are moves. These are individual moves. We're not putting together full workout videos yet. Once the hardware is launched, we're going to definitely take some inspiration from the CrossFit world and start naming some workouts and doing some 20-minute high-intensity interval training type workouts every day, and launch an app that allows people to benchmark their own progress, sort of compete remotely, track their calories that get burned during that workout. And I think that's a really important component of this, because the hardware is one thing, but also the delivery of this for people who maybe need that extra motivation or don't want to have to think about putting together their own workout. Those are things that people who are more advanced love doing. But if you're not, and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to get home and I have, 45 minutes before I have to go pick up my son and think about dinner.
Right.
Boom, I'm going to pull this app up. I'm going to get a workout in. I'm going to be done with it. So very, very excited about that aspect.
I was about to ask you about the go forward plan, as much as you can share.
Yeah. So We're pretty excited. We just shot 2 weekends ago. We shot, I guess I would call it our Kickstarter video, but we shot a commercial video that's going to live on our website, and that's going to be what we're going to use to start promoting the brand. Okay. And that commercial is going to actually live within our Kickstarter video as well. So I've seen a rough cut of it. It looks amazing.
Awesome.
It's pretty exciting. We've got another shoot to complete the work this coming weekend, and we expect to go live with a Kickstarter campaign on, as you mentioned, April 18th.
Right. And for those listening and watching, just for reference, the recording as of today is March 24th. So, you know, everything is sort of time sensitive nowadays, you know, because people watch these things or listen to them a month ahead, you know, who knows?
Right.
It's funny how those things go. So what kind of advice would you have give yourself as you were starting this project, knowing and learning what you've learned right now?
Boy, you know, some of the old adages apply, I think. Try to make progress every week. Try to make progress every day if you can. There's been days that I've taken off, but I don't think I've taken a full week off ever since I conceived the idea. And I've been working on it for a while. And I think it's been over 3 years to get it to this stage. It takes a little bit of work on design, a little bit of work on the brand, a little bit of work on strategy. I'm going to pitch some investors. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay, what's next on the list? And before long, you get to a point where, wow, I have a website and I have a name and I have a company name, and now I have a product that actually works, and I've done focus groups and test markets. And I had one friend who literally was texting me every evening saying, "Hey, can I work out with you at 5:30 a.m.? Bring Abel." And those workouts were amazing, not only for my own confidence, just to give me good feedback that the product was a winner, but I could sit there and watch this person's body transform over the next, you know, I think we did those workouts. He had twins, but leading up to when he had twins, we met twice a week for probably 3 months, and wow. I put him through really hard ABLE workouts, and he would call back 2 days later and say, "Let's do it again." So
wow.
Yeah, really fun.
So really, it was like a little bit of everything. You, in order to eat the elephant, you were taking bites, right, to get all these things. Because it sounds like the snowball is really starting to roll for you now. You're talking about apps, you're talking about videos, you're talking about levels of videos, you know, all the things you're talking about, marketing and the creation. Were there any sort of tools or anything that you found, apps or anything that were useful in the creation of this whole thing, besides, you know, email and text or?
Yeah. You know, for me, one of the things that was missing in my experience that made it very difficult for me to launch a piece of hardware was I didn't know SolidWorks. I didn't know CAD. And I have a product design background, and I didn't know CAD or SolidWorks. So that's a bit of a problem, right? So I had brought some products to the market just by luck.
Explain what SolidWorks is for those, you know, out there that don't know?
Yeah, so SolidWorks is basically a computer-aided design program. I think it's probably the most popular among industrial designers and mechanical engineers for designing everything from, coffee cups and mugs to shoes and even industrial-sized machines. Mm. What's interesting about my challenges with SolidWorks was I would get a design from an industrial designer I was working with, and I couldn't necessarily open it and see if component A fit with component B the way I asked it to.
Sure.
And I couldn't really do an exploded view to see what the engineering was looking like. But just out of coincidence, I transitioned from a marketing career more to a project management career in the engineering industry. And I did as much as I possibly could the first year I was with my new firm to learn SolidWorks. And as soon as I did that, I could speak the language with the industrial designers, and I could push this project forward in a way that I couldn't previously. And that's when it really started to take off.
Fascinating. Okay, so you hear that, entrepreneurs out there, if you're working with hardware, Get on SolidWorks ASAP.
Yeah. Huh?
A crash course on that. Wow. Okay, so let's talk about Able. What is this going to cost us?
So our projected MSRP right now, purchasing this direct off our website, is going to be $129. Obviously, there's probably going to be a Kickstarter discount. And that's for a pair.
For a pair. Okay, I was about to ask, is that per? Okay, great.
Yeah, that's $129 for a pair. And we'll have some sort of a pro package. We haven't put that together yet, but a branded bag with a warm up jump rope and that kind of thing is very definitely nice. In the works as well.
Wow. All right. Well, Scott, is there anything else you want to touch on with Fitness Hardware or the Able that we missed? We might have missed.
Well, I think that was great. I think we covered a lot of it.
Wonderful. So, Scott, where can we get more information about you and everything Fitness Hardware, everything Able?
Yeah, so our website is live right now, fitnesshardware.com. My contact information is on there. That's probably the best place to reach me or get updates about our progress as the product moves towards launch.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, everyone. Thanks so much for watching NerdStalker and listening to NerdStalker. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdStalker, the old YouTubes at YouTube/NerdStalkerTV, and all the places and all the socials. You know what it is. All right. We'll see you guys next time, and be safe out there.